Jordan Davis is one of the coolest human beings on planet Earth. Just the most down-to-earth, realest dude ever. He has a brand new song out. We're going to talk all about that right after the closing jingle. So when you hear it, don't press stop. Keep on listening because you got another 10 minutes or so.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Is that a goat?
That was my Post Malone.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Oh, you little giggle box. Hi. Well,
just laugh at your own joke.
Which one? Was I laughing at Gigglebox? Yes.
Oh, you're a little Gigglebox.
That's my favorite. What is that even from?
I don't remember. I remember when we found the video, but it just sounds gross.
It is gross. It is creepy. It's the YouTube, TikTok, whatever equivalent of somebody calling you daddy.
Oh, you're a little Gigglebox.
Which, by the way, very uncomfortable. Not cool to say daddy. Not cool at all.
Zaddy, though. Acceptable.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's creepy, too.
Oh, whoops.
You call some dude Zaddy?
I mean, Pedro Pascal.
To their face, though, I'm saying.
Oh, no, like famous guys, famous hot guys.
There was, whenever I first started dating, there was this girl who was like, so do you like to be called daddy?
I'm ooh.
Like, no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's
no,
gross.
No. Oh, please.
Please tell me you walked away.
I did. That
was, one. Was drop a 20 one? And be gone.
Was it the first one that tongued you? Was it the same one?
Jeez, Schaefer.
I know. Like,
that's what happened. He's told it on the air.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Jeez, what a start.
Little decorum, folks.
God dang, both of you.
It was not, by the way.
All right.
People are just messed up. Like, Carson is about to, I feel it, because I know you've been talking about it, like, in the halls. You're thinking about it. You need to get back on. You need to get back on the apps. No. You're missing out on some quality entertainment.
Yeah, that's about it. Probably not missing out on any quality guys.
You're missing out on quality content.
Yeah.
My favorite is all the demands. Must be this. Cannot do that. Have to do that. I mean, there's a lot of demanding
really?
People.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like, is it like when they start talking to you or it's like it's in
no,
their
it's in
post?
Their profile.
Their profile, yeah.
Like, don't even, if you don't have a blah or this
yeah,
or
yeah.
that and this. Well, is there a common one?
For chicks, a lot of them put height.
Height,
6 They'll feet. Be like, yeah, must be 6 foot.
No, real, measurable 6 foot.
6 feet is
yeah.
tall.
Yeah. I know.
Like, that's what's the percentage of American males that are 6 feet tall or taller?
And it also says must be a real 5'11" or taller. I've seen that often.
I mean, y'all missing out on some short kings. That's what I'm saying. You can leave them for me. That's fine.
There you go.
People are crazy. Mm-hmm. The same thing goes with the you can't have, don't be basic is another one. Don't be basic.
Okay. I mean, it's exactly how she says it.
And what does that mean?
And like, don't be
don't
like typical, I guess. I don't know what that means. What is a typical guy?
Right, yeah.
Just and dudes basic. Will be like, don't weigh over 115 pounds.
No, dudes like, say that?
They oh,
put
yeah.
that in their
oh,
profile?
They put weight requirements.
See, I don't know what guys put in their profiles at all because they don't pop up yeah. on mine.
No, I had a guy swipe on me once who... you know, it's Bumble, so I have to start the conversation. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, I don't know, how's your day going? Or blah, 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 blah. And he was like, so what's your workout routine like? Because I need someone who can keep up with me. And I was like, oh, well, actually, I'm in the gym 6 days a week. And, you know, I walk or I run. Well, I'm just saying, because I do this. And I was like, okay, so you think I'm fat. Why did you swipe on me? Like, he just kept hammering home, like, I'm not sure if you're fit enough to keep up with me. I'm like, why did you swipe?
Yeah, why would you even start the conversation?
Mm-hmm. Also, I might have sent a screenshot to a lot of people and been like, by the way, he's a realtor. Don't do business with him.
Oh, ouch.
Lord.
You want to play? I came, and I'm going to win.
Carson is cancel culture.
I love it.
Just,
are you also part of that group? What's that group?
Yeah, I sure am. Girl Run, red flag.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Girl Run with a bunch of red flags.
There's now a new one? That's a different one than the other one that
there's
was there.
There's the Are We Dating the Same Guy? Girl Run. And
I still have yet to find out about a guy version where they rate the girls. Like, that is that doesn't exist.
That ain't going to happen,
it does
bro.
Not exist.
You know that.
We have
yeah,
two
you guys aren't
worlds.
Sharing intel.
That's a one-way street.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty. And it's also, I mean, it's city filtered.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yep,
yeah.
So you can do it by your local area.
So, like, even in a city as big as, like, Nashville, you still run in, like, there are people who see the same person, I guess.
It's the same people on all the
apps. Oh, yeah. And that's part of the reason they do Are We Dating the Same Guy is you want to make sure that, A, if you're supposed to be in a committed relationship, that he's not committed to others. But also, a lot of them, are they married? That's a real big problem.
You find a lot of that?
Yeah,
also?
I mean, I don't because I've been on the apps in a hot minute. But there's a lot of dudes who there are some that are upfront like, hey, I'm married and, you know, my wife's OK with it. All right, you do you. But then there's a lot who are trying to be like, oh, no, I'm single. I swear. No, I mean, I can't see you other than 2 p.m. on a Thursday.
Here's a wear a trench coat.
Yeah, right.
I'll meet you behind the twice daily in the alley.
So it is weird, though, because there's a lot of married people. I guess the whole polyamorous. There's what are the other ones that they call? There's poly.
Ethically non-monogamous.
Yeah, ethically non-monogamous. Maybe that's what
thruples.
I was trying to think of. Grupples?
Thruples.
Oh, thruples.
Like three.
Oh.
I mean, I would There's call that triplets, but I don't know. They made up their own word.
I found out what unicorn means. Unicorn is also a willing third party. Ugh. Yeah, that's what they're looking for is a person to bring it. It's like there's so much out there. There is so much. It has changed so much, Big D, since you were a single guy. You would freak out.
Don't ever leave.
You would
leave.
Give. Stay
don't
married.
Ever.
Stay married. It is the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Like, I've tried. She won't. Like, she just comes crawling back.
So Frankie, my son, is thinking about getting on the apps. He asked me about him the other day. I'm like, son, stay off. Stay off. Just
son. If I had one piece of advice, stay off the apps.
Do like guys everywhere have always done. Just flirt with the waitress. You know, I mean, you'll find one that might say yes. Mm. Carson's like, no.
That's a strategy.
I mean, think about all the guys that hit on waiters, waitresses, waiters, waitresses, bartenders.
Yay.
Hairdressers.
My livelihood is tied to whether or not I say yes. How could this possibly go wrong?
Wait, what?
Talking
if
about
you're
like
a waitress yes. and you've got some dude, hey, baby, why don't you give me your number? Well, why don't you sign the check before I decide if I'm giving you my digits? Because if I don't give you my number, you're not going to give me a tip.
I had a buddy back in the day. That's how he met all the girls he went out with. He was a waiter, and they would all hit on him. Good-looking dude. And they would all hit on him. And by the way, he's bald now and huge. Huge. So I feel better. I feel better.
Huge in a bad way.
You didn't have to sell him out like that.
No,
there,
I'm just saying. I mean,
he
knows
who he is. Bald, huh?
Nothing.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, this guy.
And
to...
wait, and huge. I got both.
This
is
guy...
it me.
This guy.
Are you talking about me?
No.
Just mention him by name. Say his name.
Just say my name.
I'm just saying. This guy was like, he was the stud in high school, and
you just
like...
keep talking about BT.
I'm right here, honey. Daddy.
Oh, Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Or if you're a big boy, you're fatty.
Hey, fatty daddy. Fatty daddy.
You're a little rough, you're a baddie.
This is going so well, but I hate to jump off this. But the Little League World Series now has softball, and I love that for these girls. I think it's
too. Go
great.
Connecticut.
Go Connecticut. They're playing, or they were.
They're playing
are they?
Worcester.
Uh-huh.
Massachusetts.
Oh, Worcester. So this is they've only started doing this like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and they added – softball, and they also added a different age group, so they're younger or older. Maybe it's like high school. So they're
really?
Yeah, so they have like a 12, 13U, whatever area. And now they also have like a, I want to say 15, 16-year-old for baseball and softball. So
they added like older baseball kids too?
Yeah, yep.
Wow, do it the same week?
No, they do it in different weeks. So right now they're doing the... like this is the older girls softball. Mm. So these are
like high school age.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Okay. And then they'll do the younger ones next week or so. Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a great town in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You've been there, Pennsylvania.
It's middle of nowhere. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous, man. It's really gorgeous, and everything is built basically around Little League baseball.
It's basically the town.
All the street names are named baseball stuff.
Is it kind of like, because I haven't done Williamsport, is it kind of like Oshkosh, where there's not a whole bunch of hotels and you have to rent people's houses when you go to stay there, or they have the hotels?
Yeah. No, they have a few hotels. They have a couple of big ones, and everyone kind of stays there. But when I was there, all the Airbnb stuff was kind of new. So you didn't really do it. Everyone did hotels anyway, but it was fine. It was fine, but it's cool. You open up the front page of their little newspaper, and it's all Little League baseball stuff. Like some kid on the front page of the thing from Ohio or whatever.
The kid hits dingers, kids.
Yeah, he's on there. It's pretty cool. And then you go down into the lobby. You're leaving the hotel, and they would have this big conference room. Almost looks like a cafeteria. And all these kids on these tables from around the world and around the U.S. trading pins back and forth, and they don't speak the language, but they're just, saying hi, hello, and trading pins and stuff. It's like Norman Rockwell kind of Americana stuff. It's awesome.
I'm looking for the Hit Dingers kids thing. I can't find it. Do you remember his name?
Dinger Kid?
Al. They call me Al.
Oh, yeah, Al.
Al something or other.
Big Al.
Big Al. He played high school baseball and did pretty decently. He slimmed down.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
It's also that voice. I mean, that's a cigarette and stress.
You got to check that birth certificate.
Like you hear this and you go, oh, that's Little John Daly.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
I love that picture of John Daly.
That's a young Tony Soprano right there.
When John Daly's sitting there, he's talking to Tiger Woods, and he's got his crazy pants on and just a cigarette just right in the mouth. He's just sitting there around the course just smoking a cigarette. This is the best.
Dude, he's such a legend. I mean, what's the course? And I love the whole course record thing where he just walks out and he goes to whatever course it is. He goes, oh, okay, what's the course record? And he just goes and beats it that day. That's what he does for fun.
Yeah. I mean, kill a ball, man. Oof.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Man, you really combined some things.
I crossed two worlds there.
Anyway, I think I may watch Twisters this weekend.
Oh. Is there
any other
movies?
Any other movies that are out?
Wolverine good. And Deadpool.
Oh,
I may go watch that.
That's I may have to go to the movies twice.
Yeah, that and it's the final Wolverine, right? Like they're getting rid of Jackman. It's his last movie.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're going with a younger person next.
Well, he was already supposed to be done.
Yeah, he was
and then
supposed
they revived
to be done,
it.
And he called Ryan and was like, I want to do this because they're super good friends. And Ryan Reynolds has been trying to get him to do Wolverine with Deadpool forever. And he just decided, I was watching a whole big interview about it. And he was driving somewhere in New York and he's like, I'm going to do this. And he just picks up the phone. And he's like, let's do it. And Ryan's like, oh, okay, I don't have a plot, but I'll figure it out.
So they're like actual friends, like in the real, because I saw a picture of them walking, like,
Excuse me, do you not remember that Hugh Jackman was at the box at the game with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds when they were with Taylor Swift to go all watch Travis play at MetLife?
No, I don't remember.
I do kind of remember
that. Really? Yep, Hugh Jackman was there. Yeah. Yep, Wolverine.
I do.
Yep. Her celebrity star-studded. Mm-hmm.
I remember none of that.
Oh, I remember. Remember all of it,
boy. That's and that whole thing. It, man,
the Travis thing.
It was a lot, Carson. I get it, and that's great. But boy, it was a lot.
My gooey center. I love love.
I know.
I love love too, but I still felt like that was a little manufactured. And I know a lot of people get mad when you say that. But
no, she just brought her squad.
I didn't know, but I am very happy to see that they are still together because it felt fake.
I know,
in
everybody
the beginning
was like, oh, this is PR. Mm-hmm.
It did. It felt
what
fake.
What does she need it for? But she didn't.
She had a huge tour.
She had a new album.
And she had
she sold the tour before. Do you remember when Ticketmaster crashed?
Tour and yes, I know.
That was before she even knew who Travis Kelce was. She was dating that other idiot from England, Joe Alwyn.
I'm glad to see that she's with a guy.
Joe Alwyn, that's the girly looking dude?
Yeah, that's the British fop.
Fop.
I don't know. Is that the word? And then she was Matt Healy for like 3 seconds. And So no, she got a dude. She got a good old American dude.
Yeah, I'm
he has Star Wars as his ringtone.
Oh boy, does he really?
Yeah, he has screaming R2-D2.
Oh, me too.
So does Bob.
Oh, me and Travitrav. We just hang. Who knew we would be besties?
See?
No, I will say that I thought it was manufactured in the beginning. And I remember we would make the jokes. I mean, anytime we talk about it, something happens in Bolivia or whatever. Some kind of travesty happens in the world. But
I got that.
Thank you. I was very happy to see that they're still together.
Yep. Man, he followed her around on the Aerostar the last couple weeks before he had to report to training camp.
That's a pretty good life.
Who do you think has more money, her or him?
She does. 100%. She's a billionaire.
She does. And if they ever get married, she's going to make him sign
papers. That ironclad prenup.
Yeah. Then they're going to be like, how much did you have coming in? How much did I have coming in? And this is what we leave with.
Yeah.
The same percentage.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Hmm. I think he's just excited to be there. He's like, all right. What do you need me to sign? Done.
Yeah.
He don't care.
They should get married.
I know.
They're not engaged, right?
As of right now, no.
That we know of?
No. I have a suspicion they got engaged in Italy a month and a half ago, but we'll see what comes to fruition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you check your sources on that?
I'm just saying the photo shoot was A. B, she played a song the other night that people think was a hint that they might be secretly engaged.
What was it called?
Secretly Engaged.
It's called Secretly Engaged.
It's my favorite one from her.
It's called Shh, No One Knows.
Yeah. I just saw the headline. I didn't actually click on the article. I take the little bits of information and they go up here.
It's safe to
do. So do you guys feel like Yellowstone's going to blow or what? I mean, so far in the last 2 weeks, think of
TV
all the
show?
Crazy. No.
This park.
I thought he was talking about the TV show.
I wasn't sure. Either, well, both. Yes.
Yellowstone, both. The park, the caldera, the super volcano that is
that
sitting.
Biscuit Basin?
Yeah, the Biscuit Basin thing kind of freaked a lot of people out. It destroyed the walkway. I mean.
Well, you could also say it kind of released some pressure, so that was a good thing. So you can look at it that way.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Well, it does.
It does.
It's Old Faithful.
On the clock.
But I mean, not just Old Faithful, but I mean the other geysers and all.
Oh, they do. They go all the time. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have.
There's so much more than just like Old Faithful or it's everywhere. It's all over the place. That whole area is weird.
And you also don't realize how big Yellowstone itself is.
It's massive. I'm not a fan. I think it's neat.
Of the park?
No, yeah. I'm not a fan of the park.
Why? What did it do?
You don't have great, like, you think it's going to be, like, so you see pictures of Montana and the glacier park and the big Rockies, and you think it's going to be like that, and it's not. It's more plains, a lot of plain type of
ground. Like prairie.
Yeah. And it's a lot of that.
You can see
the mountains around you, but they're not. It's just not the same.
Even the TV show Yellowstone, that's more Utah and Montana than it is actual Yellowstone Park.
Yeah, it's not Yellowstone. And the thing is, like, if you want to go, we're going to go to, so there are different gates that you can go into to enter the park. And if you go in from, you know, the West Gate, and you want to get to something that's over on the other side, dude, that's a 3-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you go 3 hours and you go and stand next to people from Japan who are taking pictures of everything, and it just smells weird. Like the cold.
Very sulfury.
Yeah, it's all stinky. The water is gross. It's just smoky.
Well, like, you can't fall in, which is weird that they don't have handrails on those things. Like, those people were running when the biscuit thing was going off. Yeah. They're running, and there's no handrails.
There are some areas that do. Are some areas that do have rails.
Yeah, but that area didn't, and they were running. And I'm just thinking to myself, these are people that most of them have not run in 25 years. Yeah. And you're thinking to yourself, these people they have no balance or whatever. They're going to go in and doesn't it like instantly dissolve the people?
No, it doesn't.
Boil alive?
No, it does not.
Wasn't there the guy who jumped after his dog?
You're talking about around the area where it's real thin, where it's real shallow? No, you can run through all that.
You fall into the
big thing. I don't know about that. I mean, that's
boiling
a whole,
and
that,
vat of
that
something.
Area does have rails. They've thought this through. They got millions of people who go there every year. In the areas that don't have it, you can step in. It's not going to, don't. Okay, I'll say don't, but you're fine if you do. Oh. But they have really nice falls. The waterfalls are really cool.
Falling off the rail.
If you're going to do something like
that woman just fell and died. She was hiking in Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her and her dad. She's like 20 years old.
Oh, is that the selfie lady?
No. They were like on a cliff face, and then it started to rain, and she slipped. And she fell 200 feet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that the one that lived for a little while?
I don't think so. Okay. It was 200 feet. I think she was pretty much.
Have y'all been to Yosemite?
Yeah.
I haven't been to Yosemite.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. See, I think Yosemite is probably the better than Yellowstone.
I mean, all of that is great. I don't think there's a bad choice out of any of that stuff. I would love to go to Yellowstone. I would love to see it with my own eyes. I just can't. I know I have this weird, stinking feeling in the back of my brain that says if you go there, you're going to get vaporized because that's the day the caldera explodes.
Yeah, it's on a volcano, right?
Which is why I love sending all that stuff to you.
Wait, what?
Which is why I love sending all that stuff to you because it frightens you and it scares you. And I take so much joy out of it.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm just leery of it.
No, did you go to Pompeii when you were in Italy?
No.
Okay, I did. And I'm obsessed with ancient Rome, specifically Pompeii.
I haven't been to Italy at all.
Oh, I thought you'd gone. Well, you're in Pompeii and you see Vesuvius, which, you know, in 79 AD erupted and buried the city and Herculaneum and the whole thing. And I'm watching this and I know it's not going to erupt because they haven't had it. But you're like, that thing could go, though. I mean, it was a legitimate fear as I'm like, that's real close. And I know they have scientists that monitor this, but I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
It's literally like a stroke. The first sign of an eruption is
an eruption. Yeah, I go, that's real close.
Because there's all those
where
little
am
tremors
I gonna go?
All the time. And what was that old Pierce Brosnan movie with the volcano? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And the people got
Devil's
in the
Peak or Dante's Peak.
Yeah, the people got into the hot springs, and it ended up boiling them.
Oh,
you don't remember that?
No.
They're like, oh, it's so comfortable. Oh, it's getting warm. Oh, it's getting warm. Well, if it starts getting warm, get out. But they're like, and then next thing you know, they're being cooked. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's the worst movie.
That was the podcast.
And now it's over.
It was crazy bad, man. But it was cool because I think that was right before he became James Bond or something like that, or right at the same time.
Did you see him at Wimbledon?
No.
Oh, still a good-looking man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he got old.
No. Oh, no. People are like, I'm sorry, post more pictures of him.
What's his name? Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was at Wimbledon, I guess, last week. And I saw so many photos of him.
And he's all gray-haired and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
now, right?
But it's working on him.
Because I was going to say he was older whenever he was in. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. He still looks the same.
Oh, looks good.
How in the world?
Keeping it together.
Wow. And Tom Cruise actually looks like he got older. Finally.
Oh, yeah, about time.
Did you see J-Lo's birthday party pictures? Your girl turned 55, Bubba.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
She had a Bridgerton theme party. She looks like $1 million. She looks so good.
J-Lo, 55.
Oh, 55 birthday. Oof. I'm looking at those pictures and I go, how do you not have a line in that
skin? The Salma Hayek thing that's been going around online, too, where she's in the pool. And it's like, Salma Hayek is 57.
Oh, the rich and famous just have totally different
everything
than we do.
That's because they do all that, the Monsters, Inc. thing where they're getting all the fear. What's the stuff they have? Adrenochrome or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing all that.
The Monsters, Inc. thing.
Yeah, you know, they're taking
so
the fear.
So they go into kids' rooms and scare them?
I think so. And they soak up the adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, J-Lo.
Oh, she's looking good, man. She's looking good.
You cracked me up.
I loved her from the moment she was Selena. And I was one of those people that I was not a big fan of her in the casting. Like, I was like, she's not even Mexican. This isn't going to be right. And she did great. I will give her that. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And then J-Lo, ever since then, has become a legend.
People are counting down because Selena's murderer gets out of jail next year. And people are waiting on her.
Oh, wow.
I don't think she's going to live long. People are ready.
It's crazy that she's lived this long in jail because in jail, I mean, that's where you have somebody who's, well, they're like, what do I have to lose?
Yep. Yep.
You know, and they become a legend. That's also the bad thing, too, is like, you know, you look at all the stuff with all the political stuff and all that, people trying to make their name doing something stupid. I don't get people. I get no one.
Do you see they upped the scholarships for in college?
No.
For baseball.
Yeah.
They get more than that extra half scholarship?
11.7.
What was it before? 6.5? 9.5?
No, 11.7. It went from 11.7 scholarships for college baseball players to 34.
What?
Yeah.
So wow.
34.
Per team.
Oh, that's good.
That's huge. That is a
bottleneck.
Literal game changer. Yeah, you're right. It is a bottleneck because you're going to have teams that are going to just stack.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
Do you want the playing time or do you want to get the...
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, because... And it should have been. I mean, it's not fair, but life isn't fair either. Mm-mm. You know, the football players, if you get a scholarship, you get a full scholarship. I don't care what you do. It's not like you don't get partials. Baseball gets partials. A lot of these sports get partials. Mm. And, you know, they only ones that get full rides are your guys who are throwing, you know, mid-90s.
There's like two or three guys per team getting the full ride.
Full ride. And then they're kind of piecing things together to try and make it work with your, you know, you may get some money from your academics, and they're trying to piece it all together to weave a scholarship that saves you, you know, worth going and doing. So, but it's good. It's good for the programs and good for the student athletes.
Speaking of student athletes, I am an addict. I have every day this week gone home and immediately foregone the gym and just turned on my college football game, the PlayStation game that came out.
Are you into making a team?
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out the recruiting and everything.
It's
like
hard.
That. It took me. Actually, it's not that bad. I've kind of figured it out now.
Okay,
I've gotten the transfer portal going. I did really well in the portal, so I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Oh, so you've gone
now.
A season in?
Yeah, I've gone a whole season
all
in.
All right,
and I've worked the portal, and I've also worked this. It's a little more complex than what we're used to on the old, you know, NCAA 13 and 14.
Yeah.
But
it's
pretty good.
It's a lot. It's hard to keep up.
I wish the games would just, and I know you can sim the games, but I wish that, you know, it would just do it and do like coach mode. Like there was there was an old game maybe 10, 12 years ago for NFL. And it was called like general manager, NFL front office or something like that. And all you did was figure out contracts and the financials and trying to pull players in and all that. That is so much more fun.
Oh, it
than
was colossally
actually,
boring. I had it.
I know. But to
that
me,
was so boring.
That is much more fun because your brain is like, you know, it's much more challenging than X's and O's and just, you know, doing a juke here and there. Oh, perfectly timed juke.
Yeah, I think I was working as a manager at the time, so the thought of then playing a game where I was a manager, I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I'm all right.
No,
it's kind of like farm sim, you know? Like you got the train sim and farm sim stuff, no?
Boy, there's so many sim type things out there now. You can do a sim where you are a cosmetologist and you do hair and nails every day, and like you have to build the business and find a location. They have a car mechanic sim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have that, and it's difficult to understand, and I've never used it. Yeah, you name it. They have all that stuff. You can run a factory that makes
whatever
gadget is.
I like the challenges of things like that. Like, I tried the Sims game with the little Sim people.
It's too goofy.
Yeah, it's a little goofy. Mm-hmm. I like the run a business kind of sim.
Yeah. Something that's a little more, yeah.
Carson looks completely like, what?
Yeah, like this is, like, y'all know Space Invaders was a lot of fun. Right?
Space Invaders was great.
Right.
It was.
Like Guitar Hero. Look at me. Taking it to this century. Liked Guitar Hero a lot.
Taking it to this century.
I used to play the old Civ game. You remember that where you had to build up an empire?
Oh, yeah.
And conquer the world.
Oh, I still have that on my laptop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all heard of Minesweeper?
Mahjong or whatever.
I got solitaire on my computer. That's good for killing time.
3D pinball.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Oh, remember that on your computer that mm-hmm. when it got that? Oh, I can still see that.
Yep.
That pinball game on your
little spaceman.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
I'm looking at J-Lo still.
All right.
It's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Especially like in her Bridgerton outfit.
Girl was living my best life.
I mean, seriously, that's not fair. Like, I don't know. How do like there has to be some kind of secret more than just they have money. Maybe it's the genetics. I don't know. But most of these people.
I've seen her sister.
Is her sister not?
No, she's not J-Lo. But,
and J-Lo probably takes care of her stuff.
That's yeah, I would assume so.
You need a tuck? You need a nip? You need whatever?
I got you, girl. I got you.
I got a guy for you. All right. So I guess that's it, right? Are you good, D? Everybody good? And by the way, Schaefer, the reason we're doing it today on a Thursday rather than on a Friday is you're traveling after the show. So safe travels.
Thank you.
And we'll see you when you get back.
Yep.
It was the podcast.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay.
Oh, you're a little skinny.
A regular show on the radio every day.
That's how they call me Big Al.
It's the podcast.
And I hit dingers.
Jordan Davis, what's up, boy?
Hey, good morning. Hello, fellas.
Good. Hey, man.
Had you get? Good.
I was just gonna say, how are you? How's the beard? How's everybody in the fam?
Beard's oiled up. Fam's good. The 1-year-old just started walking, so my life is pretty rough right now.
Have you had a first word yet?
He says dada.
Did you? Say dada or mama first?
No, he said dada first. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think he's saying dada. I think he's just mumbling.
Yeah.
Stuff.
That's what you say. You have to say that so your wife feels better.
I mean,
about
I think
it.
So. But I got home, she was like, Eli said his first word today, and I was like, what was it? She was like, dada, and I was like, I don't believe you. But she was like all bent out of shape about it. And I was like, babe, that dude doesn't know what he's doing.
He's not helping anything with the family at all.
Yeah, dude. He hasn't paid rent since he showed up.
Freeloader.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It gets worse.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I saw your old man hanging out with the 4th of July, I guess, maybe. You guys are all hanging out. Dude, you look just like him.
Oh, dude. I know. The Davis jeans, they run strong. But, man, it was awesome to have him up here. We went out at the – we got a little farm a little west of Nashville, and we came out and just had a bunch of bush hogging to do, so it was cool to get to spend, you know, I think it was like 3 hours, just me and him hanging out, cutting grass.
That's the best.
Man, it was some good time.
Yeah. That's smart, man. Anytime family comes to town, just put them to work.
That's right. I know, right?
This is my favorite thing to do when I come home. You want to help?
You're right.
See, he loves it so much. He was like, when we got done, he's like, man, is there anything else that needs it? I was like, no, man, we pretty much got everything.
Is he the one who kind of put the love and joy of fishing in you?
Oh, yeah, man, he loved it. Kind of the outdoor side of everything. Hunting and fishing, it all kind of came from my dad. And what's cool is, like, he loved to hunt and fish, but, you know, looking back on it now, it's like it was really just time that we got to spend together, me and my brother and my sister, you know, outside, away from, you know, TVs or whatever.
What's that old Trace song? She thinks we're just fishing.
Just fishing, just yeah.
She thinks we're just fishing, man. That was it, you know. Like, you know, even now, you know, I'll bring up, like, hey, you know, you ought to come up and hunt with us, you know, this winter or whatever, and he's like, I won't hunt, but I'll come up and hang out.
He's tired of being cold.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. That's a lot of work.
Reason. He don't want to get cold, yeah.
The new song is I Ain't Saying. Did you write this one?
I didn't. This is my first single that I'm not a writer on.
Oh,
what is it,
dude,
about this song that kind of caught your attention and said, you know, this is good. This is going to be the one.
Well, you know what's funny is that this song was written on a writer's retreat that I was at. In Montana, but I just happened to be 40 yards away from where it was being written, and I'd kind of told everybody, like, look, guys, I'm looking for this. Like, I kind of want something, you know, in the take it from me, what my world spins around, something kind of a little more up. I felt like I just needed to go back with that, and they wrote it and sent it over to me, and they're like, man, you know, if there's anything you want to change, I was like, man, this thing's done. Like, there's nothing I can add to it. I would only hurt it. So we went with it for the single.
Dude, are you at this point? Is this where you're at now? You're at the point where, like, people are bringing you songs because they want to be on your – they want a Jordan Davis cut? Dude, that's like – I remember the first time I heard, like, George Strait stuff. They were like, yeah. I was just like, oh, George. I think a lot of people think that if they hear a singer, they assume they wrote it. It used to be the fact.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I was like, oh, people, because it's a big deal. And that's where you're at.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I'm grateful for it. You know, A, there's so many great songs in Nashville that get written every day. so many great writers, and for them to, you know, take a week to come up to Montana to write for my next album, I mean, means a lot. So,
I mean, come on, it's not, you're not asking a whole lot. You guys want to go to a cabin in a beautiful part of the country and do what you like to do?
Yeah.
All right. And I'll pay you.
All right. Until 3 a.m. It'll be awesome. I mean,
what are you talking about, Jordan? Yeah. We're not feeling bad for these guys.
And then we'll take a little time and go fish, and we'll do this, we'll do that. We'll act like bears, and we'll try to catch salmon. And I'm going to paw this one.
With the full.
No, it's been, but, you know, I think, too, like, I think this is a first single of a couple of the writers on there, and so it's cool to, I don't know, I know how special it was for me to see that first single do well, you know, something that you wrote, you know, you saw from creation, go out and be played on the radio, which is why we all moved to Nashville. So it's kind of cool to, you know, not be a writer on it, and especially when it was, I was. You know, that's the thing is, like I was saying, I was super direct on like what I was feeling, like the kind of vein I wanted to go in, and it just shows you, man, how talented some of these writers are, especially Steve, Travis, Mark, and Emily, the writers on this one, where it was like, you know, from a 5-minute conversation of where I was going, they go in and write a song that it felt like I wrote it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Talk to them.
It's like being a ghostwriter. You're trying to figure out the voice of whoever, what the author, who they are.
Yeah.
But that's what's a beautiful thing about any good song, any song that you connect with. It always feels like you could have written it. Mm-hmm. You're like, that's my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to you, man. It's called I Ain't Saying. It's the new one from Jordan Davis. Check him out on the road. You're doing some dates. You're doing some Luke stuff, right?
Yeah. Still finishing up the headlining tour. Still going out with Luke Combs. They had me playing in front of him, which I'm still trying to get to the bottom of. But, you know, maybe they'll flip us around and I'll be closing the show before the end of the
day. Dude, that'd be so nice.
I was like, what are you talking? Oh, I got it. A little flex. I love that. Good.
Yeah.
Good on you, man.
Hey, and also, before you get going, I just want to say thanks for Church in the Chevy. That was a great song. And I don't think a lot of people know about it. And, I know we're talking about I Ain't Saying, but I think people should go check that one out, too. There's so many good things that you've done, and I just don't want things to get missed.
Man, I sure appreciate that. That song means so much to me, and it is. I definitely that one was a special one, and definitely one of those that you hate kind of got jumped over. But I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
All right, man, we love you. Make sure. Hey, I'll text you our PlayStation ID so we can go head to head on college football.
Let's go. You know I've been wearing that thing out.
Dude, I know. I got sores on my thumbs. It's
embarrassing. That's a weird little thumb bruise that you get. It's like, what is this? It's just PlayStation thumb.
Yep, that's it. That's going to be a thing in a couple years, PlayStation.
PlayStation thumb, yeah. All right, well, you'll look for our text. Jordan Davis, everyone. Thanks, brother. We'll see you soon.
All right, y'all the best. Later. Thank y'all.